Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of March 12th, 2012, with a cover story on bioparaxylene, the 100% renewable polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, bottles of the future will need this component. The polyester market will soon feature renewable alternatives to petroleum-based paraxylene and purified terephthalic acid as companies push for more R&D. The quest for 100% plant-based PET might be completed sooner than the 2020 timeframe that U.S. beverage companies such as Coca-Cola and PepsiCo initially estimated, since the development of bio-based purified terephthalic acid continues to rise. Then, Ice is Chemical Business looks at bioplastics. A slow but steady realization that some resources are finite has been a strong driver for biopolymers, and market players are upbeat about the sector's potential. The sector is set to see an explosion of growth in the next 5 to 7 years, says an analyst, who also expects demand for bioplastics to grow at over 20% per year in the next few years. Continuing with our renewables focus, the latest issue provides a highly detailed global map showcasing biopolymer business activity. Also in this issue, an exclusive interview with the founder and CEO of Thailand-based plastics giant Indorama Ventures. This company has big plans. Meanwhile, in our weekly columns, it seems in Asia, styrene prices are soaring over concerns about the availability of material. There's also a shortage of acetone in Europe. Buyers are more concerned about supply, or the lack of, than price. Most market participants agree that acetone will be tight until May or beyond. All this and really too much more to mention are waiting for you in the latest issue of Ice is Chemical Business. Thanks for listening and have a great night.